Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, live from New York City. Now, I'm not going to get a chance to do any editing or add any music to this show because I had a little technological issue, but we are here in New York City and we just got back from the New Japan show. I think it was called New Japan Fighting Spirit, and it was a fantastic show. It was really, I think, one of the best 10 shows I've ever been to, and that includes a bunch of WrestleManias, a bunch of SummerSlams, a bunch of TakeOvers, and it was a really good show. A matter of fact, I would argue that the last time I saw New Japan talent was in the same city, and that was at Madison Square Garden, and this show was everything that show should have been. While we're seeing Ring of Honor flounder and fail and really make one mistake after the other, for instance, you know, working the workers at the last show by having Enzo and Cass show up or having Matt Taven win instead of putting the title on Marty. I mean, they knew he was leaving in 10 months, but give it to him and, you know, see what happens to it. But what we saw tonight was what people came to see. It's what people came to see in MSG as well, which is New Japan Pro Wrestling. Totally dug it. Going to just take you down the card a little bit. And of course, we're going to talk about the controversy that happened as well as something that I found out later on, an exclusive from Total Engagement about the incident that happened. We'll talk about it a little bit. First of all, The matches were fun. The matches were good. I'd say that the fans were really into everybody, whether they're heel or face. And it was very cool to see the reactions of the New Japan talent, whether it be Tama Tonga or whether it be Evil and Sonata, guys who are used to getting booed and are getting cheered. And also, you know, kind of the reactions of someone like Okada, who is used to these kind of respectful, sedate Japanese crowds. But this crowd at the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York City was anything but. Now, excuse me, that normally I'd edit this out, but I can't edit, so I'm going to go ahead and cough. Hold on one second. So, the card was really good. The Rock and Roll Express wrestled, Amazing Red wrestled, and then a bunch of New Japan talent wrestled too, including some of their young lions. They have a couple young lions that are amazing, and you know, I think a lot of you heard the name Orange Cassidy on this show first. A lot of you heard the names Tony Deppen and Alex Zane on this show first, which are two guys that I think are going to be big stars in the future. But remember the names Clark Connors and Carl Fredericks. Carl Fredericks is maybe 6'2"-ish, 6'3"-ish, good-looking kid, has really good, not just wrestling moves, but he has a really good look, he has a really good presence, and he gets it as far as the psychology of the match goes. Clark Connors, pretty much the same, except he's smaller, and he's got some really interesting, impactful moves. Like, we've seen a spear a million times, but this kid has an amazing spear. We got to see, let's see, what else do we see tonight? We saw Okada and Kota Ibushi in the main event against Evil and Sonata. And of course, it's like kind of the Super Friends or the Avengers. Kota Ibushi and Okada are like superheroes. And Evil and Sonata are both on the rise heels, if you don't know who they are. Evil actually faced off with Chris Jericho at a big show maybe a year ago or so. The one thing we didn't expect is for Evil and Sonata to win. And that's what happened. But they won. And again, it's Kota Ibushi. If you're not familiar with Kota Ibushi, Kota Ibushi likes to land on his head a lot. He took a brutal headbutt and then a brutal step over clothesline to lose the match. And it was a surprising loss, but it wasn't a wacky loss. And let me explain what I mean by that. We didn't expect the super team of Ibushi and Okada to lose to the more experienced team of Sonata and Evil, who both have some big matches coming up. But it wasn't far-fetched because they're a more experienced tag team and they're also good wrestlers. So it wasn't wacky. And Matthew and I were walking through New York City just now back to the hotel. And turns out we're staying at the New Japan Hotel. Total coincidence. There are no accidents, though. So there's probably a thing or two I can tell you about that. But, and I will at the end of the show. But we were reminiscing about all of our trips to New York. This is mine and Matthew's 8th trip to New York. And that includes a WrestleMania and 4 SummerSlams, including takeovers, and also to see our good friend Victor Wooten play a gig and to come visit my sister. But we love making this 5-hour drive up to New York. But it seems like every time we go to a SummerSlam, we're on the subway with a lot of other WWE fans, and we're just mystified. Like, we're like, you know, by what we just saw. So it was a surprising thing happened, but it was wacky. We're like, okay, so is Braun Strowman the champ now? And I mean, I remember one time it was like, okay, we're all just wondering on the train. We're like, so Taker tapped, or what, or did he pass out, or Brock pinned him? And then another time it was, you know, so wait a second. So was that real when Brock hit his head, when he hit Randy Orton's head with those elbows and he started bleeding all over the place? And, you know, of course, another time we were like, did Becky just turn heel? So it's these wacky endings, these unsatisfying mystery endings that lose the crowd. This was not that. This was more of a surprise ending that kind of made sense. It was a very entertaining show. A lot of people, and I know sometimes I'm accused of being like a New Japan mark or being a All Elite mark, and I'm really not. I'm more of an old school wrestling fan. But I appreciate the newer stuff, much like my friend Dutch Mantel. I'm not just going to write off stuff because it's new. I appreciate the newer stuff that we're seeing nowadays. And man, let me tell you, these New Japan guys can go. A couple words about a couple guys. So Okada was a superstar. Okada's the only one who played to the hard camera. I love the fact that they don't play to the hard camera, because as opposed to, you know, I remember seeing Nia Jax in WWE dance around somebody to get the hard camera look after doing her finishing move. I love the approach of letting the cameras find them, like a sporting event. It's not like on a dunk they look at the hard camera or wait or, you know, do a layup to the side of the hard camera on purpose. I don't know, maybe they do, but, you know, they really don't. And so I like that approach, but Okada was the only one that really went to the corner near the hard camera during the entrance. And part of that is because he has to, because he does have a moment in every match where the camera has to be on him and he has to know where it is. But he is a superstar. He is the number one guy. He carries himself like it. Kota Ibushi is an amazing athlete, probably the best athlete we saw tonight. Amazing Red was a legend to see. The Rock and Roll Express held their own, but it was a wacky match. It involved Naito and Tanahashi, and it was interesting, but it was entertaining. There's only one match that took the people out of it. Excuse me, I'm going to cough one more time. Sorry, I put in like 20,000 steps today. I'm a little winded. But the only match that took people out of it was Kenta versus Yoshihashi, because people aren't really invested in Yoshihashi, and Kenta can be sometimes boring to watch. But overall, A-plus show. But let's talk about the controversy, and let's talk about a total engagement exclusive. So the show started like Guns N' Roses late. Like, it was an hour and a half late to start. And people didn't know what the fuck was going on. We're like, why is it late? Like, who starts a show this late? And what we learned was that there's an ambulance company, a private ambulance company that's contracted to go to all the New Japan shows, and or to go to all the Hammerstein shows. And somebody called that company this morning and said, the New Japan show has been canceled, you don't need to show up. So then when the time came, the ambulance wasn't there. They called the company. They're like, well, those people aren't really available. So they had to scramble to find somebody. The New York Fire Department agreed to do it, but apparently that was against the rules. They'd have an ambulance company do it. This is kind of filling the spaces. So like I said, the deal is that somebody called the ambulance company and canceled their ambulance to fuck their show up. This is the dirty tricks that we're talking about, or this is the dirty tricks people are talking about. And I'm not a conspiratorist. I don't believe in conspiracies for the 99%, but, you know, running into the New Japan people just now, including one upper tier star that we talked to, you know, and he said, hey, I'm really sorry about the show starting so late. I said, man, no worries. I heard about what happened. No big deal. And he goes, what'd you hear? And I said, dude, I heard somebody canceled your ambulance and it fucked you guys up. And he goes, yep, that's what happened, and we think we know who did it. We think we know who did it. Again, I think if Ring of Honor back then, not that I'm saying Ring of Honor did it, that was a weird transition. I mean, maybe it's subliminal. But if, let me go back, if Ring of Honor would have had a show like this at Madison Square Garden, they'd be booking another show now. The show was fantastic regardless of the lateness, but I think the story is that they at least New Japan totally believes that somebody tried to sabotage them, and they believe that they think they know who it is. And that's an interesting story here. Now, there's a chance I might not be able to post this show, so I might just be talking to myself, but I'm going to try to post the show. I'm going to go down to the business center and see if I can load up this bitch. And I want to thank you guys for listening. Sorry there's no editing. Sorry there's no music. Sorry I'm rambling. But I want to give a special shout out to a Total Engagement fan, Austin, who came up and talked to me and my son, Matthew. It was a pleasure to meet you, Austin. No big deal that you were drunk. It was a wrestling show. And we hope you had a good time. Everybody else, I will see you tomorrow night. I will talk more about everything. Thank you guys for the big numbers for Crime and Wrestling, everything we're doing, and we'll see you next week. Next week, what the fuck am I talking about? Tomorrow on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon.